Cattle producers should watch nitrate levels in their forage. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You have to be careful on anything that you're grazing during the summertime or any hay that you're cutting that you could have high nitrates, which is just the way that the plant, when it's drought-stressed, stores nitrogen. And the problem is that could be toxic to cattle.
UT forage specialist Dr. Gary Bates reminding cattle farmers about another potential impact from this summer's drought, and that's the nitrate level in forages that cattle are being fed or grazing on.
Nitrates could cause death because what happens is the nitrate gets into the eventually gets into the bloodstream of the animal, and it ties up the red blood cells so they can't carry oxygen. So in minor situations, if you want to call this minor, it could cause abortions because oxygen can't get to the fetus, or in extreme situations, it could cause death.
Gary Bates and other UT experts are now traveling around the state over the next couple of weeks meeting with farmers to share information and resources available to help deal with the ongoing drought. Even though many areas of the state have received beneficial rainfall, much of the state remains under significant drought conditions. And again, Bates says,
they need to evaluate the hay that they've got, you know, forage test it, and then need to make sure that they stockpile fescue this fall is one of the real big things. And then next year, they need to plant a warm season grass so that they don't have as big of an issue with the next drought.
But checking and testing forages now for nitrates should be a priority for every producer.
That is the case exactly, the textbook situation where you see nitrates. So it's something that every producer needs to be aware of and pay attention to.
And there's lots of drought and extreme heat resources available on the University of Tennessee's new website, including the dates for the area drought meetings, or you can contact your county extension office. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.